Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome again to another edition of the Mr. Wonderful Meatball Movie Podcast, where after this past weekend, we have the review. It is in Kingsman: The Golden Circle. Did you see it? Chances are you did, as it dethroned it at the box office this weekend. We'll get into box office as well in just a little bit. But Kingsman: The Golden Circle is out. I got to see it at the Alamo Drafthouse this past weekend on Saturday. And besides the fact that the Alamo Drafthouse is probably one of the coolest movie theaters that I have ever been to, something just kind of pulls at my heartstrings the minute you walk into a movie theater and there are cartoons playing on the big screen. Just makes me feel like I was back in days of the Nickelodeons, so to say, and not the days of the fancy movie theaters that we have now. But that's neither here nor there. We are here to talk about Kingsman: The Golden Circle, which I have to say, going into this movie, I was very excited for it. I was a big fan of Kingsman: The Secret Service, the first film that came out 2 years ago, February of 2015, that just caught the world by a storm, just really surprised audiences, surprised the box office, surprised everybody at how much fun it was, how good of a movie it was. And Kingsman: The Golden Circle, while I had a blast at the movie seeing this, is a bit of a drop off from the first one. But I feel like you should expect that going into any sequel, though, because there are very few films where you can sit there and go, the sequel is better than the original, or the sequel is equal to the original. There are the exceptions. Star Wars: The Empire Strikes Back might be better than the original Star Wars film, where it picks up the story and continues it. Another example would be The Godfather, for instance. The Godfather 2, I actually do prefer more than The Godfather 1. I'm not saying The Godfather 1 is a bad movie. I just think The Godfather 2 exceeds what the first one did. But then you have the films like Jaws 2 that eventually lead to Jaws 4 and so on and so forth when it comes to sequels. But this, as far as a sequel goes, is still a very, very good movie and a very fun movie. I want to get that out there, and I want to make that known that this is not a bad movie. I did not disenjoy this movie. I had a blast at the theater seeing this film. I do believe the Alamo Drafthouse helped the experience a little bit more, but I know the audience helped the experience as well with this, because this is a film where it basically picks up right where the Secret Service ends. Eggsy's now an actual member of the Kingsmen. Merlin's back. Everybody is back that you know and love. Roxy, JB, Little Jack Bauer is back. All the characters that you've come to love in the first movie, The Secret Service, are back for The Golden Circle. And The Golden Circle introduces us kind of beyond the world, the way John Wick 2 did. John Wick 2 kind of, you know, this is probably the best example to make of this movie. John Wick 1 was kind of that surprise film as well that caught us off guard, which is exactly what Kingsman: The Secret Service was. A film that caught us off guard and was a lot better than what we thought when we all were going in. The sequel now needs to kind of enhance on that and find a way to tell a very interesting and intriguing story. And in John Wick 2, you kind of get more of what's going on at the hotel, what's going on in this underworld of crime and all of that. That's what we're getting in Kingsman: The Golden Circle. You get kind of this expansion of the universe, so to say. We only know of the English version, The Secret Service. In this one, we find out there's a US version called The Statesman that is led by Jeff Bridges. Channing Tatum's part of that group, as well as Tequila, and they are basically the American version of it. So now we're getting deeper into this world of the spy world, so to say, and how it's not just something that's over in Britain. There's American counterparts as well that formed allegiances back in their birthdays. So either way, this is a movie that kind of Matthew Vaughn has to kind of rope it in that way, where he's trying to expand this universe. And for the most part, it's done well. The issues that this movie has, and some of the ones that I saw people complaining about online, where, well, this is just too cartoonish. Hi, did you not see the first movie? Because the first movie is very cartoonish as well. Yes, it's amped up a little bit more, but once again, again, that goes without being said. You should expect that when it comes to a sequel, because sequels normally take what works from the first one and crank it up to 11. And that's what this movie does. The Golden Circle cranks it up to 11. But that's not really saying much, because the first one was cranked up to 10, in my opinion. I mean, I still think about the Secret Service and the heads exploding at the ending and how it's fireworks and all that good stuff with the heads exploding. Like, that's what I remember from the first one, is how over-the-top cartoonishly violent it was. You're gonna get that here in this one. Granted, there are some moments in this one where you kind of sit back at times, and there was a couple times that I was sitting there going, oh, are they gonna do that? Are they really gonna take it there? Is it going, they did go there, and they can't go any further than, okay, they did go further than that. Wow. But I enjoy movies like that, because to me, those are some movies that are some of the boldest. I don't know if that's how you feel about them. I do know people that do not enjoy when movies go that bold and go that extreme and go that far, but I enjoy that, because to me, Matthew Vaughn was having fun with it, and he wasn't just doing it to be gross. There were reasons behind it. The grossness had actual reasons behind it when they went to that level and they took it to that cartoonish level. So the cartoonish stuff that I saw people complaining about online, you're just complaining. You're just looking for a reason to complain, because it was nothing more than what the first one already did as well. You shouldn't have been surprised by some of the stuff that they did, honestly, even though there is one specific scene that did, it didn't gross me out, but it did go further than where I expected it to go, that made me chuckle in the theater, but definitely drew a big oh from the majority of the theater. But again, I'm wired a little bit weirder than some other people, so I kind of enjoyed it. If you've seen the movie, you know exactly what scene I'm talking about. Because again, these are all spoiler-free reviews, so doing spoiler-free, it becomes a little bit harder to try and relay something to you, just in case you haven't seen the movie yet. But even when it goes that far, Matthew Vaughn still knows when to pull back after going that far. So, for instance, if there's a scene that takes it to that extreme cartoon level, he's going to pull back and give you a little bit of a rest from it following that sequence. You're going to have a little bit of time before you get back into something too extreme. He's not over-sensing you. He's not overloading your sensory system on this type of stuff. He's not trying to gross you out. He's just going there with the concept. Other takeaways though from this movie though, I think that it does a very good job as well in the, again, expanding the universe, where you get to see these characters in different lights, you know. So for instance, Eggsy, all those tropes are still there from the first one, again, that you like. The anti-Bond, but Bond-style movie. It doesn't play so much off of that aspect, but all of those things are still there, and you're still very much aware of it. You know, the first one kept making it a point to tell you we're not a Bond movie while being a Bond movie. This one doesn't spend most of its time kind of telling you we're not a Bond movie while being a Bond movie. You just kind of know that already. But where it changes up is that it's still that Bond style feel with the over the top villains. And by the way, Julianne Moore, what she does with her character in this movie is absolutely fantastic. And you know, for what I thought was kind of a villain that was a little bit more on the cartoonish James Bond side, there I go kind of complaining about the cartoonish thing now. But again, it was, they adapted it kind of on that cartoonish James Bond villain style aspect of things. And she goes for it, and she gets it, and she does it, and she makes it work. So that's the thing. People are complaining about the cartoonish thing. That wasn't the worst part of the cartoonish thing. That actually worked, her cartoonish aspect of the over-the-top villain. You got robot arms. You got robot dogs. This movie gives you all the fun that you liked about the Secret Service, but does fall flat at times. And I think it has to do with the length of the movie as well. It is over 2 hours long. There are some parts of the movie where you go, maybe if we cut this out, it could have been a little bit shorter. Did we really need this sequence as well? Because did this really kind of progress the story forward? I mean, there are those moments of that which kind of bogs the movie down a little bit. But for the most part, this movie is very effective at what it's doing. Again, diving back into the characters, and I've kind of been jumping around a lot on you today, but getting back into the characters, you get to see that Eggsy is the anti-Bond. And that's where they keep the Bond comparisons and how we're the anti-Bond stuff. Bond doesn't care about women or his relationships with people. Where with this, we see Eggsy actually cares about women and cares about his relationships with the people he's involved with. And that plays a big role in the movie. And it plays very well. At the same time, they do a very good job at taking these characters that you love and even these new ones that they introduce you to that you grow to love and putting them in situations that are very, you know, you feel at any point in time, these people that you care about could and possibly will die. And movies today don't do that. You know, you go into a Bond movie, you pretty much can figure out within the opening, after the opening sequence, after the opening credits, you can pretty much figure out what characters are going to live and what characters are going to die. In this, you have no idea. That's why I really enjoyed this movie as well, because I'm sitting there watching it going, I don't know if this character is going to survive or if this one's going to survive. And I don't know if this one is going to make it out at the very end or this one's going to even make it to the middle of the movie. I don't know. And that's kind of a good thing because it keeps you on the edge of your seat. And I think that's very good storytelling as well from Matthew Vaughn. So either way, this is a fun movie. It is an enjoyable movie. It is a movie that I really recommend you seeing in the theaters. You want to see it with a big crowd as well, with a lively crowd that's going to be really into it. But outside of that, the movie does still have some flaws here and there. The length of time is something that really took me back. It's just a long movie, and there are things about it that, yeah, they could have cut certain things down to make it kind of flow a little bit quicker, cut the time down a little bit. But outside of that, this is a good movie. This is an enjoyable movie. Again, I really recommend seeing it in theaters. And as far as it comes to the meatballs, I give this a good solid 3.5 out of 5 meatballs. It does fall off a little bit from Kingsman: The Secret Service, but that was a little bit expected, but it still really much maintains the world that they created with Kingsman: The Secret Service. I think The Golden Circle is a very solid sequel to the first one. I think that the characters are absolutely fantastic. Big fan, becoming a very, very big fan of Taron Egerton. Oh, and the other thing too, any movie that gives me Elton John screaming an F word, I'm in. Because, yeah, spoiler, non-spoiler, Elton John is in the movie. Sir Elton John is in the movie. And absolutely fantastic in the movie as well. So give it a check out. If you saw it, let me know what you think in the comments section below. Or you can tweet me at Wonderful Radio. You could always keep in touch with me as well on the Twitter at Wonderful Radio. Also, if you have a review of this movie, you think maybe I'm wrong. You think I gave it too low of a rating. You think that maybe it just completely sucked and isn't worth seeing. Again, shoot me your reviews on the Twitter at Wonderful Radio, or you can email me, MrWonderful@pointradio.com. Until next time, enjoy the movies and have a great day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.